Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. You know, I was thinking the other day about how much we, as humans, love to hold onto things literally and metaphorically. That new scarf. Gotta have it. That promotion at work. We're clinging to it like a life raft. But what happens when those things slip away, which they inevitably will? That's where today's episode comes in, friends. We're diving deep into the art of embracing the present moment without getting all tangled up in attachments. Trust me, this is a game changer for your well-being and your relationships. So how do we actually pull this off? It might sound easier said than done, right? But here are 5 key takeaways to help you loosen your grip and start enjoying the ride. 1. Recognize your attachment patterns. Ever find yourself constantly worrying about the future or dwelling on the past? That's attachment whispering in your ear. Pay attention to those thoughts and feelings. They are clues to what you're clinging to. Are you afraid of missing out? Scared of change? Identifying these patterns is the first step to breaking free. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty amazing, right? Mindfulness is about bringing your full attention to the present moment right here, right now. What do you see? Hear? Feel? It could be as simple as noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin or the taste of your morning coffee. 3. Challenge your thoughts. When those anxious thoughts about the future creep in, stop and ask yourself, is this actually happening now? Can I control this outcome? Often, our worries are based on assumptions, not facts. By questioning those thoughts, you can start to loosen their grip on your mind. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Ever notice how much easier it is to feel happy when you focus on the good things in your life? Gratitude is a powerful antidote to attachment because it shifts your attention away from what you lack and towards what you already have. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the little things. 5. Let go with kindness. This might be the hardest part, learning to let go of things that no longer serve you. Whether it's an unhealthy relationship, a rigid belief system, or even just a favorite pair of jeans that don't fit anymore, releasing what weighs you down can be liberating. Remember to treat yourself with kindness and compassion throughout this process. After all, you're doing amazing. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a beautiful beach, the sun is shining, and the waves are crashing gently on the shore. You feel a sense of peace wash over you as you take a deep breath and listen to the soothing sounds of nature. Suddenly, a wave crashes against your feet, pulling you out of your blissful state for a moment. But instead of getting upset or fighting against the current, you simply go with it, knowing that the water will eventually recede. That's exactly what we're talking about, learning to flow with life's ups and downs without clinging too tightly to any particular outcome. Remember, friends, embracing the present moment isn't about ignoring your past or fearing the future. It's about finding joy and peace in this very instant. By practicing mindfulness, challenging our thoughts, and letting go of what no longer serves us, we can create a life filled with presence and contentment. So, are you ready to ditch the baggage and embrace the beauty of now? I know I am. Now here's your call to action. Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder to live in the moment. Leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps others discover a little slice of wisdom. And most importantly, join me tomorrow for another dose of Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. Until then, stay present and radiate your awesomeness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.